AM 560, The Answer. From the local youth hockey rink to the ultimate stage of professional ice hockey arenas, you are on the air with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutton, professional ice hockey skating and skills coach, bringing you into the arena and into the world of ice hockey. Brought to you by Coco 5, hydration and performance powered by all natural coconut water and Garden Fresh Market, the world's best produce delivered fresh to their stores 7 days a week. And now, In the Crease. With your host, Kenny McCutton.
You are on the air and in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutton, the skills coach for the Columbus Blue Jackets. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for WWE Monday Night Raw, July 6th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit rosemont.com. Standing in the crease for tonight's show is a very good friend by the name of J.P. Vigée that once played in the National Hockey League with the Atlanta Thrashers, and today is in my world of teaching and developing young hockey players in Winnipeg. Welcome, J.P.
Thanks for having me, Kenny.
What got the bug? Was it because of all our hours put together that you finally wanted to become a teacher?
Well, you know, I think before I went to my scholarship route in the NCAA, I thought I was going to become a phys ed teacher.
Okay.
With the pro career, and working with you and seeing how I could still be a teacher, but do what I love, not to be locked in a classroom, but to be, you know, on the ice with the kids. It's something that really brought out the passion, and to see how someone like yourself started from such a long time ago and where you brought yourself and your company and the commitment you have to the community, really, I was like, wow, that's something I really wanted to try and establish, because I see the benefit of where so many skills are overlooked for kids, and it's too bad.
When we were together throughout all those skates, whether you'd be living at my house in the summer, getting ready for Atlanta Thrasher camp or whatever, preparing yourself, I always knew you were a student of the game, even when you were a player.
Yeah, and I'd like to give you a great story, Kenny, how I was a first-rounder and I was going to have a successful 20-year NHL career and retire from there. But we all know, I was a fourth-line player, a role player on most teams, so I had to be very studious. And I prided myself on that and knowing exactly where to be, when to be there, to be the best I could be, because we never knew how long the career was going to last. So I think that studious approach still comes to me now as I cut games. And, you know, I actually try and think of how you cut the game into small sections to develop things for kids.
Well, you did go to the university route to Northern Michigan. Why was that your choice versus going major junior?
Well, honestly, it wasn't a choice that I had. At the time, major junior was looking for those big, burly players that mm-hmm. were 6'2", 210 pounds, and could throw knuckles as well as play hockey. Coming out of junior hockey, I graduated high school at 5'7", 5'8", maybe 150 pounds. So I was no competition for those big guys, and I needed more time to develop, and NCAA just seemed to be the right fit for me.
So it was definitely the right route.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the life lessons I learned, the increased time to develop and grow as a person and a player, it was exactly what I needed.
It led to a nice professional career, 213 games for the Thrashers, 201 games in the American Hockey League with the Wolves, where we met in 2002, and you had some fond years there.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of fond years. You know, had a great start to my professional career. My first 2 years, I had won two championships, one in the International Hockey League, where actually we played against the Chicago Wolves mm-hmm. in the finals, and the following year, winning with the Chicago Wolves, an unlikely source there, where we met, developed a great relationship, and really started to grow what I felt was my game at that time, and a great start. And 12 years, 6 finals, 3 championships, not bad.
No, a Turner Cup, 2 Calders, and 2 Calders in Chicago. They know how to party it up anyways.
Yeah, do they ever. And, you know, they surround themselves with good people and try and put the best product on the ice for the community, and the community rallies around it, and it's just a great atmosphere.
JP, you and I were talking just recently, and I was letting you know that I'm leaving the Chicago Wolves after 16 seasons to go to the National Hockey League with the Columbus Blue Jackets, and it was very tough on me for 2 days to say goodbye to that family.
Well, and I would say that's exactly why, as they brought you in as a family member. It's not an easy thing, and I only played, 4 years at Chicago, and I still have fond memories, and I feel they're part of my family, and I still check up on them. The guys that are there, and you know, Mr. Levin and all them, they really take you in and make you feel part of a community. And sometimes it's hard as the players move around. It's hard to go without your family, and they make you feel like a family. And I have no doubt it was very difficult for you to leave because you've been entrenched in that area for so long.
Yeah, it was tough to say goodbye to Don and Wendell. I had a meeting with them, and very emotional for me. I mean, you win with them, and they just treat you the right way year after year, and it even gets better year after year.
Yeah, and you know, once you get an appreciation for that, it's hard to go elsewhere. You know, you look at other communities, the way they do things, it's not the same way. It's not the way you feel it should be done, mm-hmm. like the Wolves do it. And you know, I think you'll have a great avenue in Columbus. We know some of the guys there through who I played with and guys you also worked with, so I think that'll give you a good rapport into how they do things as well.
You were telling me you played with Todd Richards, their head coach.
Yeah, I did. He was my first captain when I played in the IHL. You know, a very calm individual, kind of like the Chicago Wolves, bringing in that calm veteran voice mm-hmm. in the dressing room, filled with young guys, rambunctious, knowing when to grab that dressing room and really, you know, all right, guys, it's time to calm down, time to play. You know, and when it's time to go out and take care of business in a rowdy way, he was right there to lead by example.
Sounds a little bit like John Anderson. He was that way.
Yeah, and I think that you see good coaches, good people get in good places and have great effects. And you see Todd Richards has done very well with Columbus.
Sure has, yeah.
And he looks like they're going to continue to grow as they have a great young nucleus. And, of course, once Kenny McCudden gets imprint on the guys, it's going to be even better.
Well, I am looking forward to that. Let's move on to youth-level hockey, your world today. Tell me about VJ hockey.
Well, you know, honestly, I try and emulate what Kenny McCudden did to begin with, and I've had many conversations with you. I try and take it to the grassroots. I talk to the kids, and I try and use my life experiences to develop hockey players, but also to develop great people. You know, the hockey world can be a very rough industry, especially professionally, but you want to develop good kids. You want to develop work habits, work ethics, and great bonds on the ice to show them, even if hockey doesn't produce anything, they have great ethical values that you want to position yourself to, and it's just a small world, and you want to have some fun out there on the ice, too.
And the first few years, to get a little traction throughout the community is a little tough, but once you get 2 or 3 years under your belt, like you have with families and the players themselves, that's when it starts snowballing.
Yeah, and I think I'm just starting to see that now. I think, you know, when you and I had met, your snowball was really big at the time, and you're going crazy and probably had 2 or 3 snowballs going. I'm just trying to get to some traction, trying to really get that clientele. And I always joke, I call it a mini cult where people just want to come to you because, A, you're organized, it's fun, and they're prepared, and you're getting the kids better. So I'm hoping to get that little family cult, and we can just grow our own little world. And hey, if we get lucky enough to develop a few hockey players along the way, absolutely.
I think that's the key. And the Canadian market with youth-level schools or academies is a bit different from the U.S. And I think the Canadian market now is starting to accept the progressive coaching. Would I be correct with that?
Yeah, I believe you are. I believe it's still a work in progress. You see the U.S., it's kind of a few years ahead. Also in Europe, of the skill development of the players where, you know, the 9-to-5 practice isn't enough. The kids need attention to those details, because when you're working on your team game or your team system, it's hard for any coach to watch little Mickey. Is he skating properly? Is he mm-hmm. shooting off the right foot? Is he doing those things? But where they come to me, I don't worry about any team tactic per se. Mm-hmm. I just look at how each player is individually and how we can refine them. Not so much change them over, because you want to take every player, as you taught me, and do what they do well and magnify it, and just tweak the things that you can improve on them.
And, JP, that's awesome you're teaching that way, because really we're not trying to reinvent the game. But the question I have for you, have you had any obstacles with coaches outside of your academy?
A little bit. It becomes tough when you try to incorporate a few players from a team. The coach feels like you're almost overstepping your boundaries and you're insulting him.
Mm-hmm.
As he is the coach of the team, he should know best what's going on for his kids. And that's not always the case, because it's very hard, and every hockey association coach is a volunteer, right? And
correct.
Not that I know the best, but I feel my experience has helped me to pick up small details that can make things better. And it's very hard not to insult someone when you're trying to tell him how to do his job.
Well, the best coaches are the ones that are not threatened, even at the youth level, that do want a second voice, do want another set of eyes. Those are the ones you enjoy working with.
And then that's exactly it. And, you know, there are those that enjoy it. They say, absolutely, you have a totally different perspective. Go at my kids. I'd love to see what you're doing. And I can incorporate some of what you're doing. And on the other hand, we're never too old to learn. The game hasn't changed. The teaching techniques may have, and how to get the best out of your players may have. But getting those small details from different people, you pick up little details that make us even better.
You talk about the word, using a word like snowball. It will gain momentum once you start seeing terrific stories come out of the community and how people accept you. It's going to be unbelievable. You have been listening to JPVJ Within the Crease. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. There's a stall on the outbound Kennedy exit to Ohio. IDOT on scene with that. On the inbound Eisenhower, traffic heavy from Ashland to the Circle, making it a 19-minute trip to downtown from Mannheim. Southbound I-55 just past Veterans Parkway, there's an accident that is causing some delays. Eastbound on the Jane Addams, traffic has tightened from Bartlett to Higgins. In West Chicago, they have an accident at Washington and Roosevelt. There was an earlier crash with injuries in Fox Lake at Route 12 and Frontage Road. On the southwest side, there was an earlier crash in Ogden and Pulaski. And on the west side, police are on scene at Quincy and Lockwood. Chicago weather, currently 70 degrees and overcast. Overnight, the low 64 with showers. Tomorrow, the high 68 with more rain. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Sean Hannity warns of tricks in this upcoming election season.
Remember, with the Democratic Party, it's all about identity politics, not about what's in the best interest of the country for everybody. You have to go after special demographic groups, divide Americans, rich versus poor, old versus young, black versus white, whatever you have to do. It happens every presidential cycle.
The Sean Hannity Show, afternoons at 2, right before Joe Walsh at 5, at AM 560. The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5. All natural coconut water in 6 thirst quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Why are people across the nation raving about Power Trader's free book on how to make money for retirement faster than you can imagine?
I'll tell you why I'm so happy. Now I can see a way to retire.
This life-changing book shows you how to make more money with less risk using proven trading techniques. Explained so simply, anyone can do it. And best of all, in an exclusive radio-only offer, this book is now available absolutely free. But hurry. Due to overwhelming demand, quantities are limited. Call 1-800-400-5401.
I know for a fact that with the money that I can make using these techniques, I can retire and do it better than I ever expected.
Now I don't need to worry about outliving my money anymore.
Call now for your free copy of this life-changing book and make the money you need to retire fast. But hurry, quantities are limited, so call now for details. 1-800-400-5401. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-400-5401. That's 1-800-400-5401.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutton. This portion of our program is sponsored by a delicious hydration drink called Coco 5. All-natural coconut water developed by a team of professional NHL sports medicine experts. Coco 5 is your healthy hydration drink alternative. Tonight's guest here in the crease is J.P. Vigée, who heads up Vigée Hockey in Manitoba, Canada. And I've known this man since 2002. I've always enjoyed watching him play. I loved his work ethic. J.P., talking about work ethic, I'm sure you instill that into the kids.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the first things you look to see how much the kids have and to really push on that, because hockey's, and it's a great game. You can do a lot of different things, but what you can always get out of it is that work ethic. You might not make the NHL, but if we can develop good people, good players with quality work ethics, I think that's a great something to be very proud of.
JP, I enjoy reading some of your blogs. You had one that was called "I'm Not Being Challenged," and I love the line in there that you said you just don't understand that line coming from a player. Explain why, because I have my own reasons with it too.
Well, to begin with, you know that line, "I'm not being challenged," which means what? To me, the first thing it means is that player is not working to his potential, right? And that player needs to work harder, right? Any drill you make, anything you do in life, if you don't want to work hard at it, you're not going to challenge yourself, no matter what you do, even if it's picking up a pair of socks, right? There, right now, that player says, "I'm not being challenged because I'm not with the good players." And I said to him, well, maybe if you push this whole group, they'll catch up to you and they'll challenge you again. But you're not pushing the group, so why should you go to the next level? And, and that's where that all started. And then you get those evenings where it kind of puts a little burr in your hat and you think about that for a while. And I thought, you hear it come out of parents' mouths. You hear it come out of kids' mouths. And I think that's something that has to stop, because the individual can push the group, and also the group can push the individual if it's the right group.
Well, I think it starts at the dinner table. You know, they'll say to their mother and father they weren't being pushed, and then it's, you know, coming from the parents, and then the parents say, "We'll take care of that," and that's where you're feeling it at dinner time when the kid says it, because no kid should be saying that to their coach.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And you've been around a lot longer than I have, but when I hear kids say that, and you know it comes from the parents, and that's, to me, that parent doesn't have a realistic approach to how things are supposed to be done or developed. I know darn well my dad never said that. If I said that to him, he'd probably slap me upside the head and said, "Work harder."
No, it's the truth.
You know, I know it's a different time and a different world, but I think that's where it has to come from. And you hope parents get the message that it's not about the journey there. It's about the process and the method on how you get there that makes it special.
And you love those kids, whether it's that girl or boy, that they push themselves in a big way, and everybody recognizes that they're pushing themselves, and everybody tries to keep up with their leadership.
Well, that's exactly it. And, you know, even if that goes from the least skilled individual you have on the ice, if that athlete is working as hard as they can, you can respect that, even if they're terrible. It's that person that doesn't respect themselves and the environment that they're in, that don't want to work, that you have trouble motivating or getting yourself motivated to help them.
Mm-hmm. Are you working right now with all age groups back in Winnipeg?
Yeah, quite a bit. I start anywhere from the, you know, 7-8 level. I like the children to have a little bit of a foundation so we can really get to the nuts and bolts of hockey. And I'll work, I even have some adult men I work with on occasion, all, you know, all the way to 45, 50 years old, who come to me and say, you know, I just want to be good enough to have fun with my kids on the ice. And I just want to be able to keep up with them and enjoy the game.
But that's rewarding to even see those guys learning how to shoot, learning maybe a little of edge work that they've never done in their life. I mean, that's an experience in itself for them.
No, it definitely is. And a lot of the guys are older gentlemen who had played as kids and maybe weren't able to keep playing because of the family environment, or they didn't love it as much. And now that their kids are involved at 40 years old, they say, "Hey, I just want to be able to go on the outdoor pond with my boy, rip a few pucks and have a good laugh and you know, and spend some quality time." But I can't do that.
Oh,
so
yeah,
they come and they work at it.
Well, JP, I mean, once my season starts here with Columbus, I'm saying goodbye to 27 years of learn to skate programs all the way to midget major. And it's going to be a little different for me saying goodbye to that out in the community.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, you've always done the elite athletes, and, you know, that's, for me, that's a no-brainer for Kenny McCudden, who does that in his sleep. But the little guys are the hardest guys to work with, because they need a lot more attention and a lot more care on all the little things. So it'll be interesting to see how you miss that aspect of the life and the community that surrounds it.
Well, it's so true, because I believe if you can teach at that level and really, really dissect skating and team play and positional play for the kid, when you're doing that every day, it obviously helps you with your communication skills at the higher levels.
Oh, it is, because even just the right terminology to use with the young athlete, be it at 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, it's something that we as leaders have to be aware of, because even your staff, a simple statement like, let's get our knees going, to a 5, 6-year-old, he does not understand that.
That's right.
Hey, let's try and move our feet faster. Those precise communication skills that you have to have are very important.
The one thing I'm a little sorry that I wasn't able to put more time to, I started a few times last year with sledge hockey and with the U.S. program that with some U.S. kids that were living here in Chicago. And I remember the first time I was on the ice with them, the coaches said you had to kneel. And I wasn't doing that. I was bending over. And so we learn after all these years is what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely. And we're never too old to learn new tricks. And I'm pretty sure by the second week you step on the ice, the Columbus Blue Jackets, you'll have at least one more trick learned in your repertoire, and just to make you that much better.
Isn't it fun to come down to the level of the kids, though? I mean, whether it's the girls or boys. And as far as girls' programs back home, are they starting to move forward for Canada hockey?
They are. And I think the last 3 or 4 years has been a very big push from Hockey Canada to the grassroots level to really get those kids. And, you know, the big reward of seeing that little girl come down the ice and who wasn't able to raise that puck, and now she's raising that puck, and a smile that lights up their face, and that makes everything worth it. I mean, you're probably going to have a few headache days of listening skills from those little kids, but the smiles you put on them go such a long ways, and that's where it becomes very rewarding.
JP, when I was able to travel with the women's national program throughout other cities here in the States, I was just shocked where we would, whatever city, it would be a small place like Burlington, Vermont, and well, it's a pretty decent size, but hundreds of girls at the clinics just to be able to see their heroes. And because, I mean, the boys obviously have thousands of heroes to look at, whereas the girls don't have many.
No, and that's the thing. I think it's a lot harder to grow the women's game. Because of the numbers alone. For every girl who plays, there must be between 50 and 100 boys who play. So it's a lot harder to get into the girls and to really establish themselves. But I believe it's starting to come around where parents are seeing what the final objective is. Yes, they want a scholarship. You want the Olympic team. But the life lessons learned on the ice are just as important to continue that into work. If you're going, you know, to be a teacher, if you're going to be a whatever you're going to be, an engineer, how those hockey life lesson skills come right into the hockey analysis.
Have you had a chance to work with some high-end players, female players?
I have worked a little bit. A couple of girls on the national team, Bailey Brand.
Yep.
I worked with her a little bit, hoping to get my fingers on them again for this summer. It's kind of a tough market as they have very specific goals that the national team wants them to work, and it's actually not so much on the ice, but more in the weight room, and they like to concentrate more on the ice into September, October, where that seems to be heavier for minor hockey kids at that time for me, and so it's hard to make room for just two people when you got lots of demand.
The ladies' game is terrific, I mean, at the highest level. I mean, I was astonished the first time I was welcomed into the national program, just the way they want to learn, and they're sponges even at that high level, whether they're a postgraduate or in playing university right now. But they want to take everything in and showcase themselves just like any top player would want to.
Absolutely. I find the women hockey world are better listeners.
For sure.
They just seem to have that passion and soaked in, and they're able to listen a whole lot better. And to me, what amazes me is how physical and dirty they are for non-contact games.
It's the truth.
It just blows me away.
Well, I always say two people going for a loose puck, you're going to have contact.
Right, absolutely.
They call it a non-contact game, but there's a ton of contact.
Absolutely. And, you know, the price that everyone's willing to pay, but, I mean, when I watch those Olympics and, you know, the girls just willing to cross-check each other in the head in front of the net just to get to that spot on the ice, it was fantastic.
Did you get a chance to watch that gold medal game in Sochi?
I did. It was quite the game. Two of the girls on the team I knew at the time, so it really intrigued me to see how they played. And Jocelyn the Rock was a rock on the defense. I couldn't believe how much of a beast she was, because knowing her, she's such a soft-spoken, passive person off the ice. But man, she laced him up, and she was a monster.
My guest has been JP Vigée from Vigée Hockey. Stay tuned. We will return after a word from our sponsors.
the Supreme Court upholds Obamacare.
Chief Justice John Roberts running for a 6-3 majority upholding the way the IRS...
And same-sex marriage.
A sweeping ruling authored by Justice Anthony Kennedy...
And this ruling is a victory for America.
And terrorists strike in France and Tunisia.
At least 27 people are dead after two gunmen opened fire on a...
We're the only station in Chicago talking about these stories and what they mean for you. What happens next happens here on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport. New York prison escapee David Sweat remains in critical condition after an officer shot him Sunday. Authorities fatally shot his partner on the run, Richard Matt, 2 days earlier.
Obviously, we're looking to interview him. There's a lot of blank spaces between the time they left Dannemora Prison 3 weeks ago and when they were apprehended, and we would like to fill in some of those spaces.
State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico. Greece closing banks for 6 days and capping ATM withdrawals after bailout negotiations with the European Union hit a standstill.
The citizens' deposits in Greek banks are absolutely secure. Equally safe are the payments of salaries and pensions. Any difficulties which may arise must be dealt with calmly and with resolve.
Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras speaking through a translator. Fox News. We report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. IDOT is clearing a stall on the outbound Kennedy exit to Ohio. On the inbound Eisenhower, traffic is heavy from Ashland to the Circle. It's about 19 minutes to downtown from Mannheim. Southbound I-55 just past Veterans Parkway, they cleared a crash and delays are dissipating. Eastbound on the Jane Addams, traffic is tied from Bartlett to Higgins. On the westbound side, now it's heavy from Barrington to Higgins. There's a crash in West Chicago at Washington and Roosevelt. In Fox Lake, there was an earlier accident with injuries at Route 12 and Frontage Road. On the southwest side, an earlier crash at Ogden and Pulaski. And police on scene on the west side at Quincy and Lockwood. Chicago weather currently 68 degrees and overcast. Overnight, the low 64 with showers. Tomorrow, the high 68 with more rain. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer. Sir.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all natural coconut water in 6 thirst quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all natural coconut water in 6 thirst quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-503-5567. That's 1-800-503-5567. 1-800-503-5567.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to In the Crease here on AM 560, The Answer. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden. Our topic tonight has been about training youth-level players and up with my guest, J.P. Vigé. J.P., out of all the age groups right now and the levels that you've been working with, as far as driving to the rink, which one do you enjoy the most?
You know, probably between the 12 to 14-year-old, because that's where they seem to have been bitten by the hockey bug and are just wanting to soak it in while working hard. I think some of the younger kids don't quite have the bug yet on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
The older kids seem to know better sometimes.
And you could do a little bit more with them.
Yeah, and you know, that's so much more fun when you can move along and continuously change things up and not have to repeat the same drill over and over for them to get it correctly.
Are you working on power skating?
Yeah, I do. I do enough of it.
That's hard for me to believe, Vige, because your edge work wasn't that great.
No. Yeah, well, to be brutally honest.
I'm kidding you.
Now I'm going to go cry. But you know, I had to work hard. When we worked together for those 2 or 3 weeks before the season started, we beat the edge work up till it was decent. I was never the fastest skater, but I knew that I had to get better at it. And with all the years of being overseas in Europe, how much the players do there on their edge work. And now, as a coach, I tell players, and you watch the Stanley Cup Finals now, Tampa Bay and Chicago, two of the best skating teams in the NHL.
Well, I remember your training. You were big with reps. I mean, if it didn't work the fifth time, it was going to work the tenth, and that's what kind of player you were. And we love that kind of player at the youth level also.
Yeah, I mean, when you see a player who wants to develop and get better, those are the easy kids to work with. They're there to get better. You're excited to see that work ethic, one, and you're excited to see that never quit attitude after that. And you know it's a matter of time till they get it, because those kids will never quit, and those are the kids that are going to have a possibility of the future because they're too stubborn to let go.
Mm-hmm. The edge work for myself through the last maybe 4 or 5 years, I got away from it a little bit on purpose, because we all know as a player you love having a puck on the ice, and so do the kids. And when you start teaching power skating beyond the 20-year mark, it gets a little old just doing edge work out there with no pucks.
Yeah, and I can totally understand that. And I try and have the best of both worlds, a little bit of puck time with the edge work, and I tell the kids, this is the foundation, because no matter how good you are with the puck, if you can't skate, it doesn't matter because you're not going anywhere. Right? And you have to try and do both. And I haven't had the opportunity to have a 20-year career to say, well, I'm going to slack off on this yet. I got to hit everything and hit everything hard.
Yeah, I think once you get beyond it, when the kids are 7 or 8 and they're getting beyond turning and stopping and they've got their backward skating down, once you start applying pucks, it's amazing what they can do because they just want to run with it.
Yeah, and that's so fun. It's so exciting. That's when you get the bug. To me, when the kids get it, you get it. The passion comes from you to them, and they just soak it up, and you can just feel the group continue to grow.
Vij, I had an opportunity last year to teach a hockey school with the Toporowski brothers, Kelly, Carrie, just a group of guys that just, they are teachers, and I love using that word, teacher versus even coach. But what I noticed about all the kids that attended their program, every kid in that Saskatoon area wanted to be on the ice. They just loved it. They wanted just to take every coach's word as if it was the gospel.
Yeah, and I think that's where you see it. Like, gentlemen like those guys and like yourself, who have done so much so long and have such a high demand, you know you're going to get the kids that want to be there because mm-hmm. they know they're being taught quality things. You're not going to get those loafing kids that the parents just send there because they have to get them out of their hair for the day.
That's right.
Those are the kids that you've built that clientele, you know they're soaking it up, and they've brought other good kids with them, and that's so much fun.
Well, there's no babysitting there. I mean, I've ran schools before where you'll get three or four kids out of a group of 25 kids that you're literally babysitting, and it kind of bleeds into the rest of the kids because you're having to taking care of those kids.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and a lot of parents say, why don't you do those longer day things? Because I said, I have two kids at home. I can go do daycare
yeah, that's
at
funny.
Home and spend quality time with my family, but I'm not here to babysit you. That's someone else's job. If you want to pay for a babysitter, go somewhere else.
I've been the same way that you're that way as far as throughout the years. I've never had a camp where I've got the kids till 8 o'clock at night or a sleepover camp. I just didn't want to get into it because I wanted to end the day where they can go back to family, have a normal meal, and be ready for the next morning.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And, you know, those young minds can only handle so much. If you're doing an overnight stuff, they're not getting quality sleep. That means the next day when they come to you, they're not ready to learn and listen. They're not ready to work hard. And then it becomes a reverse snowball effect where the player actually goes backward during that week because they're overexhausted.
And it's a long day for them, no matter what. If you've got them from 8 or 9 in the morning until 4 o'clock, that's long enough.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't need to work any longer than that. I don't
know. No. No, and I mean, the pro player doesn't even want to be in the building that long.
No, there's a three-hour rule
that's
in the
right.
NHL. I think they still abide by that very wholeheartedly, and I think, you know, that is a fair amount of time to get your work done.
Yeah, I've had parents tell me before, how come you don't have five-hour sessions and throughout the day, and why do you only do two slots of an hour and 15 minutes? I said, because that's all they can do, and that's what I'm going to get the most out of them for, and that's the key to me. We will return with more hockey training tips with JPVJ after this short break.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. There's a crash in Villa Park at the 300 block of West High Ridge. And on the west side, there's police activity at Quincy and Lockwood. Looking good on the Edens, also doing fine on the Kennedy, where express lanes are flowing outbound. On the inbound side of the Eisenhower, it's heavy from Ashland to the Circle. It's 20 minutes to downtown from Mannheim. On the inbound Stevenson exit to northbound Lakeshore Drive, watch out for a bad pothole in the right lane. Southbound I-55 past Veterans Parkway, crews clear to crash. Also, delays have cleared. Eastbound on the Jane Addams, traffic heavy from Bartlett to Barrington. The rest of the Illinois toll roads looking fine, and all's well in northwest Indiana on 8094, I-65 and the Indiana Toll Road. Chicago weather currently 68 degrees and overcast, overnight the low 64 with showers. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand-named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Hi, I'm Brendan Burchard. Some people call me the world's highest paid motivational trainer, and some people call me crazy because I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my best-selling book, The Motivation Manifesto. In fact, it's a New York Times bestseller, and you can get it free by calling 1-800-522-1585. If you're drowning in the day's agenda, craving fulfillment and freedom, you need this book. You'll discover the 9 declarations for reclaiming your personal power, unmask the major enemies that are holding you back, and learn the secrets to defeating them once and for all. I'll show you how to get back in control of your life so you can finally achieve the success you've dreamed of. Financial freedom, emotional freedom, time freedom. I'm so passionate about changing lives, I want you to have the Motivation Manifesto for free. But due to high demand, I can only offer one free hardback copy per household. To find out how to get yours while supplies last, call now, 1-800-522-1585. That's 1-800-522-1585.
AM 560, The Answer.
We have returned to your Sunday night hockey radio show called In the Crease. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden. This part of our program is brought to you by Adi Moore and Family at Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and the freshest hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why Fresh is their middle name. My guest tonight within the crease has been J.P. Vigée, the owner of Vigée Hockey. J.P., as far as working with the kids throughout your area, does Canada Hockey have any guidelines when it comes to an outside agency working within the province?
I don't believe so. If there has been, I haven't been told, because I think as long as you're respectful and responsible, people have been very, very good and open to doing more. So I think that's the thing. As long as you're not interfering with scheduled organized practices of the teams where the kids already have it scheduled and they're missing those to come to you, I think that's where it would get a little bit dicey. But for you, Kenny, I have a question.
Sure.
Of the three, the skating, shooting, or passing, what's the most fulfilling to you with your 20-plus years?
Well, I'm going to go with just puck control and skating put together to watch how they can put that together, because the mobility today of these kids at the U.S. level has been pretty darn strong, JP, for 25-plus years. There's been people way before me even that were getting these kids along with their skating. But I would say puck control and skating, but when you get into the passing and shooting, that's fun also. I mean, the bottom line is I think the skill set of having that puck on their stick and seeing what they can do is a key. I'm a big guy on wrist shots, you know, and not teaching snapshots or slap shots, even up. Well, you can't do it until you're 12 years old here. So I don't want a kid bringing back a stick looking for one-timers when he's 7 years old. It just doesn't make any sense. So I like the ruling that we have here where a kid cannot take a slap shot until he's 12, because I really think they hone in on their skill of puck control since they cannot wind up all the time.
Well, that's interesting. Canada doesn't have that rule. I didn't know that existed.
Well, I know that. I went in Saskatoon last year. I had 7 and 8-year-olds that were, again, looking for one-timers, and I was thrown by it, and I was trying to change it, and parents didn't want it changed, and it threw me for a loop.
Yeah, that's very surprising to me. Now, the next one. So 20-plus years of
27 years, yeah.
27 years. What's the one life lesson skill, as I am emulating you, that you would pass on to me?
Well, it's the greatest words that were ever taught to me was from an ex-hockey player, is to teach to the level that you're working with, whether it's you, and you said it earlier, whether it's your words, how you, your body language, how I was mentioning maybe getting down on a knee. I think the words where they understand it, and not throwing something at a 10-year-old as if you're working with a 16-year-old. So those are the words I think that should be in the hockey Bible or the teaching Bible when it comes to teaching fundamentals in sport.
Yeah. Oh, it's good to know. It's interesting to compare my small philosophy as to yours, because you've had 20-plus years to modify and adapt it as you've gone through.
And at the pro level or the higher level, whether it comes to Division One or major, junior, or any type of pro, came from Gino Briaco back 20 years ago. And Gino Briaco today is a special assistant to Wendell Young with the Chicago Wolves. He said, don't teach everything all in one day. And I've never forgotten that when it came to a pro, meaning settle yourself down. They know it, but just work at it one step at a time, whether it's 1 minute at a time, an hour at a time, or a day at a time.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, that's how I kind of lived my teaching life. And I think the biggest thing, though, when it comes from my heart, is the word passion. I believe kids recognize whether or not you bring it or not. A guy like yourself with the passion that you have, you'll be successful because of it. But that word passion, I mean, it just exuberates through life if people can read it.
Yeah, and I have no doubt that Kenny McCutcheon is filled with passion, from chasing me around the rink to watching him smile as he wins that Turner Cup, for so long, or the Calder Cup.
Yeah,
That's something you have to have in the heart to be successful at anything.
No, it's the truth. And I think I see coaches come in a bad mood to an ice rink, outside coaches for the hockey team come in a bad mood because they had a bad day at work. Well, don't bring it to the rink. Change it up. You're working with kids. Enjoy it. And you know what? It's a pretty darn good part-time job in Chicago to be able to work with kids or throughout the states.
Yeah, I think the way the model that Hockey USA has developed to bring their kids along, you've seen them surpass a lot of countries and are very neck and neck now with Hockey Canada, who I believe has slipped in the last 10 years in their developmental model.
Well, it's called going back to fundamentals, JP. That's still the key, I believe. Things that I teach in a big way, even at the young age, is seeing the ice, communication, trusting their teammate, using that word trust. There's a word for you that I think if you take it with you in your program, it will go a long way.
Yeah, definitely.
And, what happens when a team trusts one another? They usually have success.
Yeah, I would say some of the best teams I've played on have had the most trust.
And the other thing I love really, really teaching even at a young age is mobility. And that vision at an early age with the puck and the heads up and being able to see the ice.
Interesting. I like that.
I mean, a kid, if he extends his hands at 5 years old or 6 years old, coming out of a pre-hockey program, he can still see the ice if his hands are ahead of him because he's using that peripheral vision, even though he may not know it.
Right. Huh. I like that.
You have been listening to In the Crease Hockey Radio. We will be right back after this short break.
Hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off because being a teacher, you don't make a whole lot of money.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360 to talk to a certified counselor.
I had heard about Trinity, so I made the call. They took care of all of my credit cards, and now I am completely debt-free.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, stop late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
My name is Ann, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-758-5360.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to In the Crease. Our final period is sponsored by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for WWE Monday Night Raw, July 6th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit Rosemont.com. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden, with my guest, JP Vijay. JP, let's go back to our Chicago Wolves days together. What stands out in your mind as your time that you really loved being here?
Well, first of all, it has to be winning that Calder Cup. I think the first one, you know, coming into a new team, and it was very interesting because we had played Chicago in the IHL final the year before. So there was going to be no love lost between the likes of Steve Maltay, Rob Brown,
yeah.
Dan Plante, and the rest of us young punks coming in. How are we going to mesh? But the way Kevin Cheveldayoff put everything together and John Anderson kind of just guided us into the right direction, it was an unbelievable experience that we weren't even supposed to win. We weren't supposed to be that good, apparently. But the pieces just fell and things were great.
Yeah, and Johnny has his way.
Yeah, he has his way, and, you know, as unorthodox some people think he is, and I'll be the first. I went into his office, and I asked him, and I said, "You're crazy doing this. We're professionals." And he said, "Just trust me. Just come to the rink and work hard and trust me." And it took me a little while, and when I eventually did, I think we went on a 12-game winning streak.
Well, there's that word, trust.
Yeah, it's right back from where we started.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go back to your business. Are you trying to expand it all beyond your area in Winnipeg?
I have a little bit. As I'm just starting, I really need to find a place to call home so I can develop the programs that I feel are necessary. Right now, I'm kind of surfing around the area. Wherever I can find a sheet of ice to help people, I run to that sheet of ice, and then we designate who would be best suited to help at that time. I'd like to have a home and say, this is how we want to develop things. This is how the progression goes, so we can have all the kids come through one facility and be organized that way. But I have developed to my hometown about an hour and a half south.
Mm-hmm.
I do a week there a year, as it's hard to get to, and they only have about 50 members in the Minor Hockey Association. So I try to get out there and get to as many people as I can, but it's not quite as big as Crystal Lake.
What are you trying to do to make yourself a little different from your competition?
Well, I try and keep my group small. I know a lot of people try to go 25, 30 plus kids on the ice. I limit myself to 25 kids on the ice plus two goalies. I don't try and overdo it. I believe I want to have the kids have a puck on their stick, like you mentioned, moving as much as possible and just getting that feeling and that passion on the ice. I'm not an advocate of having kids standing all over the place. That doesn't work for me. I didn't learn that way. I was fortunate enough to be able to go to the rink when I wanted, skate when I wanted. I want to see those kids get on the ice and moving. They might not have to move fast, but get comfortable with that puck and get those legs working.
JP, you're doing some Winnipeg Jet analysis on TSN 1290 and Radio Canada. Tell me quickly about that.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of the nice part that keeps me in the loop of the game is watching the Jets play, watching Kevin Cheveldayoff imprint his thumb on his team, and I get to dissect, you know, systems, players, strengths, weaknesses, and that's just that passion of the game that I have, and I love to keep learning,
mm-hmm.
and this is a great way because it forces me to pay attention, and I get to talk to a lot of great people and learn a lot about hockey from guys like yourself.
I've seen your whiteboard videos with your X's and O's with the Jets. Those are quite good.
Yeah, thanks. It's something that came about from the Winnipeg Free Press. They wanted to have a little more technical aspect into their program development, and it's an ongoing process where I thought it'd be real easy, but to come up with a new subject each week when things are good or bad sometimes can be very difficult.
JP, where can families find you as far as a contact number and site?
My website's www.vigierhockey.com, VigierHockey.com. Phone number, 204-807-3575. You know, I talk to a lot of people from a lot of different places, and if anybody has a question, NCAA pro hockey or progression of a player, if I don't have it, I'll help someone find it.
JP, thank you very much for being on. You're a good friend. Keep up the great work. On the other side of the boards and glass is my producer, Debbie Schreiner. Thank you, as always, for passing me that puck, Debbie. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden. To hear archive shows, go to icecompanyhockey.net. We will return to In the Crease next Sunday at 11 p.m. Keep your head up and good night.
Most grocery stores lack